When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The U.S. Supreme Court contains nine justices, or consists of nine justices, I say, who comprise the U.S. Supreme Court. We actually recently went through a process of one justice retiring, new justice being nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate, and so on. I was doing some research on the court today as I prepared for this listener question, which is in fact relevant. And one of the things I learned was Chief Justice John Marshall, he's not our caller today. In fact, he's no longer with us. May he rest in peace. Chief Justice John Marshall provided lawyers with quill pens and inkwells to take notes. This is, of course, back in the day, long ago. But still today, out of tradition, one set of two quill pens is placed before each chair at counsel's table at every oral argument. And these are kind of, you know, collector's items. If you make it to argue before the Supreme Court, you get to take these home. And they're often given to other attorneys who work hard on the case but aren't the ones making the argument. Why am I telling you all this? Well, I thought it was cool. But also, it's the kind of thing you might learn from the Supreme Court fan club. Did you know there was such a thing? Well, our listener is going to start it. Pretty cool, huh? Order in the court. Also, the court would like to thank our sponsor. So, sponsor message, then we're going to hear about this Supreme Court fan club.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Beth from Tampa, and I recently found your show after listening to the Happier podcast with Gretchen Rubin and Elizabeth Kraft. I'd like to start a fan club or membership site for fellow Supreme Court watchers. It's not as political as it sounds. Most of us aren't super ideological, meaning that we aren't always watching each decision in hopes of our side winning. Instead, we're curious about the evolution of court arguments over time and how different justices frame their decisions in writing. Anyway, my fan club will provide commentary and updates and some fun memorabilia that I mail out as a subscription box every month. How should I set my pricing? I know this is a niche community, but we're pretty active. Thanks. I'm looking forward to your advice.
All right, court is now in session. It's not really a court. It's just my response to the question. Thought it was fun. I also think the idea is fun. I think it's the kind of thing that could make for a good gift, just like many subscription boxes do. You know, subscription boxes, a lot of them are given as gifts. So in this case, you know, if you've got friends or family in law school, you know, and you're trying to think of a good holiday gift or a good, you know, graduation gift or anything, something like this could work. In addition to the market that you've already identified in terms of, you know, fans or Supreme Court, fellow Supreme Court watchers. As for the pricing, you know, it definitely shouldn't be more than $40 a month, $40 to $50 maximum, maybe a bit less. You know, it really depends on what you'll be sending. I was trying to think, you know, what actually goes out in the mail every month. You know, you mentioned, I think, merchandise or memorabilia. Well, what is it? You know, how do you make it a compelling offer? You know, while also, you know, trying to make it items that don't cost you too much to acquire, because you don't want to have a subscription box that costs $40 a month, but it costs you $30+ a month, you know, to source the items. So there's a lot to be worked out there. I think whether you can figure that out or not is going to be a key factor in whether the whole thing works. But I do like how the audience is the court watchers as opposed to, you know, hyperactive partisan cheerleaders, you know, on one side or another. There's enough of that these days. And I think the idea of a more analytical look at the court over time could be interesting to a lot of people within a small subset. So that last part is key. Within a small subset, you know, most people really don't care about this. So you focus on those people. Focus on those people and don't try to go mainstream with it. Okay, this concludes my ruling. Feel free to appeal or just, you know, do whatever you want because it's your idea. I wish you well regardless. And listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Come by and say hi. We will be featuring these questions and comments and responses and so on throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Also, you know, you might be able to subscribe to the Supreme Court Fan Club once it is available. That's all for today. New episode coming up tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.